Blog Talk Radio.
Warrior for you. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. Now on to our show. Blessings out there in Radio Land. Greetings, and we are so glad that you're tuning in live to Prayer Warrior for you. We will be bringing an hour show segment on today as we continue to share the Word of God with you, as well as should you call in. Of course, we will pray with you, for you, and give you a word of encouragement. But we just want to thank the Lord for this new year, for the time that He has blessed us to see 2015. And we thank Him for the power of His blood, because there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we just want you all to know that the Lord loves you and you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Glory to God. So we want to come to you and we want to bless the airways and pray, Father, that you touch the airways, bless this show segment, and bless everyone who tunes in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Psalm 91, the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Father, today I come and say, I dwell in the shelter of the Most High. I'm resting in your shadow. And I'm trusting you to save me, Lord. I'm trusting you to save me. You said that you will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I will find refuge. Your faithfulness, Lord, your faithfulness will be like a shield and a rampart to me, so that I will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Father, I have a confidence from you. I have a holy boldness. Because I put my confidence in you, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the terrors of the night. I'm not afraid of the deadly missiles that come directed at me. Even over sickness. You said over sickness. We will have authority over sicknesses. Lord, you said 1,000 would fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But it doesn't come near me. God, they fall all around me. But because I'm close to you, it doesn't come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked if I make you, the Most High, my dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge. So God, no harm, no harm, no harm befalling me. No disaster, I'm asking for that. No disaster coming near my tent. I'm asking you, Lord, give your angels charge concerning me. Give your angels charge to lift me up in their hands so that I will not strike my foot against the stone. Father, I'm asking for angelic help, heavenly winds to come. Help me. Help my family. Lift me up, O God. So I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample the great lion and the serpent. Father, give me authority to trample on the lion and the cobra. Oh God, because you love me, because you love me. So Father, I call upon you, and you answer me. I call upon you in trouble. Deliver me. Lift me up with long life and satisfy me by showing me your salvation. What a wonderful prayer. What an awesome promise to dwell in the shelter of the Almighty.
Amen. We praise God for that by Wesley Campbell. You know, as we listen and read Psalm 91, Psalm 91 is such a powerful read. It is a prayer in itself because God wants us to dwell in his secret place. He wants to protect us. He wants to keep us. He wants us to be in a position, positioning ourselves where we can glorify him, where we can magnify him, where we can honor him, and more importantly, where he will protect us with his angels. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what battle comes your way. It doesn't matter what anyone is trying to say or do to you. When we allow the Lord Jesus Christ to protect us and to keep us and to bless us, then he can send his angels to cover us at all times, because it is his angels that can do battle for us in the realm of the spirit. Well, we have been teaching a segment dealing with adoration and how a person ought to be within one's heart, within one's mind, within one's spirit when it comes to praising God. the beginning of the month, we shared about being thankful to the Lord for who he is, not just because of what he does. But now we want to continue on tapping into the subject and topic about adoration and praise. Not just adoration when you go to church and you lift your hands and you sing a few worship songs or you hear a CD that makes you feel a little encouraged, but the type of adoration where we mortify our flesh, where we take authority, allow our spirit being to take authority over our fleshly being. You know, we are spirit beings in earthen vessels, and people don't understand this. Some people don't. The believers do, but what they don't understand is when our time is up and God says it's time to leave this planet, it's time to call the Spirit back to the Father from whence it came, people don't think about what is going to happen to their spirit. That some people are thinking who believe in evolution, who may be atheistic or whatever their doctrines or beliefs are that are not lining up with the Word and Christianity, they're thinking that once a person dies, that they're gone, they're forgotten, there's nothing existent about them ever again. But I'm here to tell you that's not the case, that is not true. There is a place called heaven, and there is assuredly a place called hell. And hell is one of torment and fire and darkness and demonic activity that you cannot escape. You cannot leave. You will never leave there. It is an everlasting torture forever and ever and ever and ever. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter if you think that the place exists. It is real. Just like we're here, real in the living, that place is real. And so we want to send a message to you to let you know that God doesn't want anyone to go there. And with it being a new year in your life, it's time to feel that it's a new day in your life. It's time to feel it's a new day, a new day, a new day, a new time in your life. And when you're praising God, adoring him, and worshiping him in your lifestyle, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your will, God can bless you, he can keep you, he can motivate you, and he can help you be strong. So we're going to play this one song, and we're going to come back and share a brief word. As always, our lines are open, 657-383-0029. You're welcome to call in, and we'll pray with you if you desire or share a word of encouragement. But we'll be right back. to God. It's a new day. It's a new day for you. It's a new opportunity. It's a new chance for you to come closer and develop a love walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, yesterday we were sharing a word about adoration, and we left off where we were sharing about praise. Adoration and praise are almost two of the same, two, one, and the same. Except adoration is adoring something. Adoration is pouring your whole heart, your emotions, your passion into something. And praise is doing it with enthusiasm, being cheerful about how you're worshiping. Praise is to have an action behind it. It's to honor that the object of what you're praising. And our object today is our existence, our God Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's essential that as followers of Jesus Christ, that praise and adoration not only dwells in our churches, but in our households. I'll even go a step farther. Not only in our households, but praise must dwell and ought to dwell in anyone who said that they follow and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died and rose again, and believe in the power of the cross, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. It is really essential that we have praise within our heart, within our mind, within our spirit man, within our being. We must not stop adoring and honoring God with praise. We must not, because in this final hour, in this final day, in this final time, the adversary is doing everything he can to push people aside, everything he can to try to pull people away from a holy God, everything he can for people to grab on and grab hold to some of the doctrines that are out there about worshiping their self. It's all about them. It's all about what they want. It's all about how they feel. It's all about what they desire. It's all about appeasing their flesh. It's all about their money, their positions. But the Lord wants it to be all about him. See, when we make it all about the Lord Jesus Christ, when we make it all about a holy God, when we make it all about, Father, how can I please you today? Father, how can I love you today? Father, how can I honor you today? Father, how can I obey you today? Father, how can I adore you today? Father, how can I be a witness for you today? Father, how can I be an example or role model for you today? When we begin to think that way and have Jesus Christ as the focal point of our life, the center of our life, and everything else around that evolves around the Lord, then we will begin to step into our season of blessings. We will step into a season of peace. We will step into a season of order in our lives. And we will be able to say assuredly that we are honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. We are honoring God in everything that we do. You know, it's amazing that Psalms 107, verse 8 and 9 reads, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Why does this happen? Because of praise. When men and women praise the Lord, it says, "Praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." For he, who, what he, the Lord God Almighty, he satisfies the longing soul, and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. When you notice how in the world today, people are pursuing everything but Jesus Christ. They're pursuing the lust of their flesh. They're pursuing sex. They're pursuing prosperity and money. They're pursuing greed. They're pursuing better jobs and more employees or little employees. They're pursuing peace of mind. They're pursuing other people to control how they live their lives. They're pursuing everything but the Lord. Some people are pursuing good things now. I'm dealing with the people who are dysfunctionally pursuing inappropriate areas in their heart and mind, because what that does, it makes them stagnated in the realm of the spirit. Now, they grant you, they may seem to be totally successful with their businesses and with their degrees and with the fields that they're in. But what about that inner man? What about inside their heart? What about inside their emotions? What about their peace of mind? What about their sleep at night? What about their relationship with their spouses? What about their relationship with their children? What about their relationship with their colleagues? When we do not line up with the Word of God, I promise you there will be turbulence somewhere in a person's life. This is what causes people to get high, to drink, to smoke, to become addicted to sexual sins, to have anger issues, to become depressed, to feel hopeless, to feel rejected, to feel lonely, to feel that they have to be bullying to other people, to stalk people, to taunt people. Why? Because they don't understand that they have a spirit in their fleshly body and that their spirit belongs to God Almighty. They don't understand that God created them for such a time as this to praise God, to honor God. The whole duty of mankind is to honor Him, is to live holy and righteous and to be a blessing to somebody else. Not the sensual blessing that the world is shouting out, but a sincere, authentic type of a blessing to people, to help people become better people. Now see, when people pursue people to tear them down and to make them fulfill a fleshly purpose or goal that they desire for that person, they're not blessing the person. In fact, they're not even blessing their self. They're appeasing their flesh, but they're not blessing their self. They're actually digging a deeper hole on their way to hell with the devil and his demons when they are acting that way. But God wants us to tell ourselves it's a new day now. It's time to break off the chains of the way we used to do things. It's time to break off the mindsets of how you thought and how you think and how you feel. It's time to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into a path that the Lord can give you, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us adore God in demonstrating praise. To glorify, commend, confess, exalt, and bless His name is to magnify God from our heart, our mind, and our spirit. Now, Psalms 150, verses 1, 2, and 6 reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." You know, corporate adoration is a united, empowering bond in the realm of the Spirit with God and the brethren. The tighter the bond, the stronger the prayer release into heaven. And it is the goal of the adversary to discourage all of us as believers so that there is no bonding, so there is no unity, so there is no one accordness. Why? Because he even understands the principle and the laws of unity. Unity in faith. When the people are one, when the people are unified, there is strength in unifying. Even in corporate America, they understand about unity. They understand that when you get a team together with a good core value, a strong purpose, a strong mission statement, a strong vision, and everybody is on the same page. They're thinking the same thing. They're feeling the same way. They're understanding the purpose of the goal of the visionary of the company. They're understanding what has to be done to get everything to work correctly and properly and to function accordingly so that there can be success, to be productive and to grow and move forward and move ahead, so that the numbers for the previous year do not affect the numbers of the present year. When people understand like they do in corporations so eloquently. And I've met some awesome businessmen and women who have dynamic companies. I admire them. I think they are brilliant people. But when we take that brilliance of the world, brilliance of our businesses, brilliance of what we do, and we tap into the realm of the Spirit for the kingdom of God and begin to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts and minds and mature us and grow us into the mysterions of God and step into the realm of the Holy of Holies to praise Almighty God and to allow Him to deposit riches from the glory room, riches from heaven, riches from the mind and thoughts and will and heart of a Holy Father so He can step inside of us, He can reside and live within us, and then direct us the way we ought to go corporately. You know, corporately means the whole house in the church comes together. Corporate means everybody is on the same page. Corporately, every single department, function, gifts. You know, we've got the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, and the evangelists. Those gifts should be in one church. When I say one church, there may be multiple buildings and multiple groups, but the body of Christ ought to have all those gifts functioning in it so that it can move and flow correctly with authority, with power, with anointing, with love, with healing, with activation regarding the power of the cross and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Corporate adoration is a unified, it is a united, empowering bond in the realm of the Spirit with God and the brethren, or with God and the church. When we are coming together corporately, you know, the enemy knows that unity in spirit strengthens love. Therefore, he's determined to cause division in any way possible, to create contention, discord, jealousy, malice, confusion, hatred, and lack of focus toward God. And some of these material that I'm reading is from my first book, my devotional and journal for daily living. You can get it on Amazon.com, and you'll see all of my books there. But I'm telling you that the enemy wants people not to be together. That's why he works so hard to carol out through weak people curses, chants, incantations, whatever they do to try to tap into the dark side of the realm of the spirit where people are fighting, divorced, separated, ill, sick, angry, fearful, depressed. Why? Because he understands the realm of the spirit, because the devil is a spirit being. And so he has to have a body to work through. Now, he can't be everywhere all the time like the Spirit of Jesus Christ and God can. But what he does is he sends out his demonic entities to go after people based on the areas of their weaknesses, and he works through them to do his bidding. Well, it's a new day now. It's a new day. Stop allowing the enemy to use you to afflict the people of God. It's a new day now. It's time to begin to think about your own soul salvation. It's time to begin to think about how precious you are. It's time to see yourself as a person of substance and dignity and integrity. It's time to experience the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we adore the Father corporately, it bridges the gap between believers. It activates an agreement which releases prayers of faith supernaturally with the Holy Ghost's power. And worship on one accord sends a strong authoritative message to the enemy. Defeat is not an option. And to our own mind, that victory belongs to us no matter what happens. Now, how can we do this? How can we begin to think this way? How can we begin to feel this way? Well, corporate fellowship enables an awareness that loving God is to know Him and learn His ways, for God is love. You know, you hear the world say, well, the church doesn't love. The church are haters against different kinds of lifestyles. And the church is doing one thing, and there's more divorces in the church than it is anyplace else. You know, I don't concern myself with all of that. Yes, we know those things are in existence. Yes, we know those things are happening. There's only so much praying you can do for other people, but there comes a time in life that as we begin to mature in God on our own, that we begin to focus in and hone in on our purpose, hone in on what it is that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do. Why did He put us on earth? Why did He cause us to be born in the family we were born in? Why did He allow us to be born in the ethnicity we were born in? Why did He allow us to be born at the social status that we were born in? Why did He allow us to be born in a certain nation or country that we live in? It's time to begin to view yourself in a realm that you have not really thought of before, and step out of the realm that you're in of only about the me, and what you're doing right now, what money you're making right now, what job you have right now, what company you have right now, and branch out and think of yourself internationally and globally, how you can be a blessing for other people. Now, in order to do that, you've got to have it in your heart to give you Jesus, to give you everything about Jesus, to love Him, to honor Him, to want to do and want to be used by Him. It is such an awesome privilege, I'm telling you, when you begin to step out of mundaneness and step into a realm of excellence for the kingdom of God. You know, Deuteronomy 6 and 5 reads, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, and with all your might." And this is what we've got to do. We've got to begin to love the Lord with everything within us. Love Him in such a way that our life shows that we love Him. Our Father wants to know we love Him today. It's a new day. Can you begin to start this new year with loving on God? Can you begin to put aside the hurt from your past? Put aside the disappointments from your past. Put aside, if you're one of the ones that have hurt others, go to the Holy God. You know, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to take a pause and pray, Lord God, that the people that may be tuning in that have hurt other people, that have invaded the privacy of other people's lives, Father, these people are precious in your sight, and you love them as well. And Father, we pray, Lord God, that you bless them and that you pull them out of their prejudices, James 2, verses 1 through 13. Father, pull them out of being overly sensitive, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Father, let them be full of your love. Let them begin to feel that there is a spirit being in heaven, our God Almighty, who loves them. Father, pull people out of not wanting to get up and do something for the Lord. Pull them out of passivity, Matthew 10:33. Father, pull them out of pressure, Proverbs 3, verses 25 and 26. Pull down the pride out of their life, Proverbs 16 and verse 18. Pull out profaneness out of their character, 1 Timothy 1 and 9. pull quarreling out of them. Ephesians 4:25-32, pull a rape mindset, a rape mentality out of them. 2 Corinthians 7:1, pull rebellion out of them. 1 Samuel 15:23, pull rejection out of them. John 4:14, pull resentment out of them. Hebrews 12, pull restlessness out of them. Psalms 46:10, and retaliation out of them. Romans 12, and pull revenge out of them. Matthew 5:43-48. Father, pull the selfishness out of the bullies and the stalkers and the taunters. Pull it out, break it out of them, Lord, so they can begin to experience the love of God. 2 Corinthians 9:1-14. Pull the scorning out of them, Proverbs 22:10, and the sadness out of them, Nehemiah 8:10. And pull down that strong man and that gut up at the root, that self-will demonic entity out of them, Isaiah 53:6. Pull out that sexual impurity out of them, Proverbs 6:24-35. Father, pull slow to forgive out of them, Matthew 18:21-35. And Father, that stubbornness, that force that's keeping them captive to their pleasures of lust and sin, that stubborn demon, that stubborn spirit that makes them not want to be free, that won't let them go, to make them feel so confused and so addicted that they don't know where to turn except to keep living the way they're living. Pull it out. 1 Samuel 15:23. And Father, we praise you. And Father, we pray, Lord God, for this final one today. We pray that you pull out the force, the spirit of unbelief and unbelieving mind out of people who do not want to know you. Pull out unbelief out of even those that have confessed you and that you have called to the fivefold giftings. Father, those that have been hindering and those that won't step into the calling that you have called them into, that spirit of unbelief because causing them to be afraid and causing them to wonder who will want to hear them. Pull it out. Unbelief, Hebrews 3:12-13. Father, I pray in Jesus Christ's name, amen. And Father, we pray that you pull out the strong man of too quick to speak out of people, James 3:1-13. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for being a God who heals. We thank you, Father, for being a God who delivers. We thank you, Father, for being your Jehovah Rapha as you're healing them, Exodus 15:26. We praise you, Lord God, for being the Jehovah Shammah that they need so that they can begin to feel your love and know that you are there. The Lord is there with them, Ezekiel 48:35. And we thank you, O God, and we praise you as they begin to learn that you are the Jehovah Jireh because you will provide for them, Genesis 22:8. And this we ask you, Lord God, and we thank you, and we declare that this is a new day for them and that they will love you, O God, and they will praise you and honor you. And they will begin to say in their heart as the tears flow down their face, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. They will begin to crave you, Lord Jesus. And they will say, give me Jesus in my heart. Give me Jesus in my mind. Give me Jesus Christ in my soul. Give me Jesus Christ in my lifestyle. Give me Jesus Christ in my household. Give me Jesus Christ in my business. Give me Jesus Christ in my job. Give me Jesus Christ all around my life. Give me Jesus Christ in my children. Give me Jesus Christ in my spouse. Give me Jesus Christ in me. Let them begin to say it and to believe it and to feel it and experience so they can understand what adoration and the love of God is. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise. In the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when and when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me
What a beautiful song. I love that song. That was sang by Fernando Ortega from his CD, Hymns of Worship. You know, you can have the world. You can have the lust. You can have the shame. You can have it. Give me Jesus. I don't know about anyone else out there, but as for me and my household, we want Jesus. And so we love him. You know, and when I think about the miracles, the times of when I was born, how I could have died, and the things how I could have died a few years ago when something occurred in my health, and how God just continuously keeps blessing and blessing and blessing because my relationship is for him. My love is for him. And I so desperately want those that tune into this show to begin to develop a love walk, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, so they can begin to experience the joy and the love that he has for them, so that they can be made whole, so that they can be set free. You know, in order to love a God you have not seen, we have to acquire faith and love. And faith demonstrates adoration with love. And one cannot glorify God genuinely without faith. To adore the Lord with worship has no power when love is not present in the heart. Now, we know the world is trying to come in with cliches about you're not showing your love when they're yet in their sin. And they're trying to make Christians feel guilty if they tell them that they're in sin, and they say, but you don't love me. No, love lets you know when you're in sin. What parent would have a child and see that child heading for the end of a cliff and not warn them before they get to the end? Are they going to just let them walk and fall off the cliff? Well, you know, sadly speaking, nowadays you never know. But genuinely, usually in more cases, hopefully now, they're not going to let their child just walk off over off the cliff and fall to their death, fall to their doom. And that's when you love, have the love of God, and you see someone heading toward the edge of a cliff where there's nowhere but down, nowhere but doom, nowhere but death. You want to warn them. You want to let them know what they're into, what they're getting themselves into. And then there are some people that just don't care. But you know what? Give me Jesus. You know, when we love him and we adore him, Galatians 5 and 6 reads, but faith which worketh by love. You know, we've got to have faith in our heart. We've got to have faith in our hearts and in our minds. We must love intimacy with God in the realm of the spirit to receive revelatory deposits from heaven. When we are intimate with him in our inner man, intimate with him in our heart, intimate with him in our mind, intimate with him in our spirit man, he can begin to grow us to be the people that he would have us to be. But it cannot come except by way of the power of the cross, by way of the power of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we have intimacy with God and our faith is in God, then and love is, we love having faith in God. Having a love in our hearts for God means that he can be able to deposit revelation into our spirit regarding his purpose for our life right now. Not down the road, but a right now purpose. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, how the blood flowed from Calvary. Oh, how he sacrificed his life for you and for me. And all he wants us to do is love him back, to adore him, to praise him, to worship him, to live as worshipers of him in our heart and in our mind and in our lifestyles, and love one another with pure love. Love one another where we encourage one another. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you. You know, as we thank the Father for his blood that came down from Calvary Cross, and we begin to love him and have faith. Why is it so important that we must have intimacy with God in our heart and in our mind, and why we must come together with corporate praise? It is important because corporate praise and faith in God produces godly character, and it builds healthy relationships. It also develops a mature, godly mindset. When our faith is in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, he grants us access to dwell in a secret place. His presence activates angels to do battle for us, as we read or heard earlier at the beginning of the show with Psalms 91, verses 1 and verse 11. He that dwells in a secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty, for he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And Psalms 103, verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. You know, it's the angels that do the battles for the Lord at his command. And when we have a relationship with God, and we're adoring him, and we're honoring him in our life, in holiness, in righteousness, in joy, in peace, in loving one another according to the word of God, he can command, he will command his angels to do battle for us when we have our backs up against the wall, when the adversary is trying to attack with all his cohorts and evil, wicked ones. God will send his angels to do battle for us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to dread. We don't have to fret. And so we want you to know today, as we worship the Lord God, Father, we thank you for being our shield, Psalms 3 and 3 and Psalms 115 and 11. We thank you, Father, for being a spirit of justice, Isaiah 28, 5, verse 6, 28, verse 5 and verse 6. We thank you, Father, for being a sword of your excellence, Deuteronomy 33 and 29. We thank you, Father, for being our redeemer, Isaiah 59 and 20, and our refuge from the storm, Isaiah 25 and 4. Lord, we praise you and worship you because you are our song, Isaiah 12 and 2. You are our support, our stay, Psalms 18 and 18. You are our peace, Ephesians 2:14. And you are our Prince of Life, Acts 3 and 15. Our Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9 and 6. And you are our rewarder to them that diligently seek you, Hebrews 11 and 6. And you restore us, Father, Psalms 23 and 3. You know, it is good when we begin to adore the Father and glorify him and magnify him. Well, we pray that you are blessed by the word today and by the prayers today. And we don't want to leave without anybody who's tuning in. Maybe you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can say this prayer. You can repeat it after me right there where you are in your heart, in your mind. As I lift my hand to heaven, Lord Jesus, I come to you today because I am a sinner. Father, I repent and confess of all my sins and all the things that I have done previously that were not in your will for my life. Lord, I ask that you forgive me. Father, I ask that you heal me. Father, I ask that you strengthen me. Lord God, I confess you as the Lord and Savior and King of my life. I am a child of God. Father, receive me into your family. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Well, if you prayed that prayer, look for a Bible-believing church in your region and begin to praise the Lord and find a home, a spiritual home, where you can grow and be fed by the Word of God. Well, that's it for our show. We are so glad that you tuned in, and we're so grateful to our guests that tuned in. May you always remember that as you adore God and praise Him and love Him and honor Him, God will send angels to do battle for you. when you remember to just give you Jesus, no matter what comes against you, the battle belongs to the Lord. When the powers of darkness come in like a flood, it's the blood of Jesus, the blood of the cross, the power of the blood. God will raise up a standard in the power of his blood. We love you. Until next time, from Prayer Warrior for You. Bye-bye now.